This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue working our way through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 139 through 142, the days formed for me. Deliver me, O Lord, burning coals, set a guard, and attend to my cry. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste and help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
A reading from St. Matthew, chapter 15. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee. And he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And they put him at his feet, and he healed them. So that the crowd wondered when they saw that the mute was speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, How are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7, and a few small fish. And directing the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
3 days. For 3 days, crowds stayed with Jesus on the mountain near the Sea of Galilee. They came carrying their lame, their blind, mute, and crippled, laying them at his feet, and he healed them all. For 3 days, they forgot about everything else. Homes, work, even food. They simply could not tear themselves away as they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus calls his disciples to himself and he opens his heart to them. I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I am unwilling to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way. You might think that the disciples would know what comes next, wouldn't you? I mean, they have witnessed this before. Think about it. 5 loaves, 2 fish, 5,000 men, and 12 baskets remaining. But listen to their question. Where are we to get enough loaves in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? It is a question that Luther says is altogether carnal. Eyes on the crowd. Eyes on the shortage. Eyes everywhere and anywhere, but on the Lord standing before them, who, as we heard yesterday, has already done this once. But let's not be too harsh on the disciples, because you and I are right there with them. You might think that we know better too. I mean, think about it. We are here to study God's word for a living. We parse his verbs in the morning, and we come here to this chapel every day. Yet how quickly we fall into the same doubts. The bank account looks thin. The congregation seems small. The mission field feels endless, and the loaves in your hands look laughable. Luther says that we grind ourselves down with a twofold sorrow. First, the impossibility of the thing itself, and then the despair that we pile on top of it. We believe firmly when we are full and howl when we are not. we are flesh and we remain flesh. We fixate on what we lack until we foolishly and hopelessly conclude it's over. Now everything is lost. So why does the Lord let the lack be felt at all? Well, Luther says that we have become blind to daily miracles. The fact that fruits and seeds and harvest appear from the earth every year is as great a wonder as seven loaves feeding 4,000. Yet we no longer marvel at that, do we? Because it never stops. So we're reminded of our emptiness, so that we might finally marvel at what God is always doing. Well, here on the mountain, Jesus is not asking his disciples for a feasibility study. He asks a different question. How many loaves do you have? 7 and a few small fish. Good. That will do. So the miracle does not depend on the size of the supply, but on the promises of the one who takes it. He commands the crowd to sit. He takes the 7 loaves and the fish. He gives thanks. He breaks them. And he kept giving. Kept giving. That's an imperative, meaning he keeps on giving to them, to his disciples. That's how Matthew says it. He kept on giving and giving and giving. They all ate and were filled, and 7 large baskets were left over. This is the God who rained manna on Israel in the wilderness, now standing in the wilderness himself, with hands that keep giving and a heart that is moved for hungry people. And notice the route that that bread travels. He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. He could have fed the 4,000 without the 7 loaves and without the 12. But he will not despise his own appointed ordinary means. He takes the little his disciples have, fills it, and places it back into their hands, making the very men who said impossible the waiters at his banquet. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what this chapel, these classrooms, this seminary are for. Christ is still doing the same right here. You did not come to Fort Wayne to bring your abundance, your competence. You came with 7 loaves and a few small fish, and he is forming you into the hands through which he will feed his people. Pastors who will stand at the font, pulpit, and altar, and deaconesses who will carry acts of mercy to the lame, blind, mute, and crippled. He gives to his servants, and his servants give to the multitude, and there is no scarcity when the Lord spreads his feast. And he spreads it here for you. Hear the verbs again. He took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it. You know where those verbs are going. For that desolate mountainside was pointing to this altar all along. Take, eat. This is my body given for you. The Lord who would not let the crowds faint on the way will not let you faint on yours. In holy baptism, he claimed you, hungry and helpless as you came. And his supper, he places into your mouth the bread of life himself, his true body and blood, given and shed on the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins. His compassion made touchable, tasteable, yours. For this, Luther says, is why the gospel teaches us with temporal and bodily good things. They are helps for the weak, teaching us the faith of children. If God will give food to my belly, he says, then I may account with myself that he will nourish and clothe my soul as well. The bread on the mountainside was catechesis all along. So bring him your emptiness. Bring him your Greek and Hebrew and the German that will not stick. Bring him your papers and your sermons that will not come together. Bring him your worries about your fieldwork placement, your vicarage, your deaconess internships, your future call. Bring him your concerns about your financial worries of tuition and your family. Whatever it is, bring it. Your Lord sees what you cannot. The fullness already prepared before the foundation of the world for you. And he will keep on giving to you, for you are loved. You are loved by God. And he will keep giving until the last day when he seats you at the feast that has no end, where the Lord of hosts swallows up death forever and wipes away every tear from your eyes. They all ate. And we're satisfied. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Oh,
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
For you have been my help.
And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and bless you for the abundant mercy which you this day so richly have provided us, not only daily bread for our bodies, but also heavenly food for our souls. Grant that your living and active word may abide in our hearts, working mightily in us to your glory and our salvation. By your Holy Spirit, comfort and strengthen all who are in affliction or distress, and grant your peace to us all, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.